randomly generated playlists courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide, and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Hi, this is Jill Barber, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
When I listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat. Yes, 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 this rocks. And then sometimes I switch it up like, no, no, don't stop a rocking.
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
Well, hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. Well, thanks so much for tuning in today. I know you're going to enjoy another great lineup of new Canadian music that I've got headed your way. Let's hear what Yara, Valerie Graham, and Gaspar Barone have to say. Down the 401 in Toronto, we've got a great track from Love Yet, and over there we'll also spin something from Midriff. Let's check out some recently dropped music from Du Bois and Sleepy Bronco, plus we'll hear a brand new single from Museums. So ahead in the show, would you burn your socks to celebrate spring? Well, I'll tell you where you can get into that action. But right now, to get the show started, let's check out two songs from Rose Chilli and Matthew Thadeau that celebrate mothers. So be sure to stick around for all that and more right here on Coasting, where every drive ends with singing too loud.
Love my soul.
Well, thanks so much for joining me here today in Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Our Coasting theme song is courtesy Ten Fay from her album Future Perfect, Present Tense. A Rose Chili is a project of Montreal singer-songwriter Andrianne Martin. Maman Cherie features Haitian-Quebecois vocalist Rebecca Jean, winner of Female Solo Artist of the Year at the 2023 Haitian Music Awards. The songs on Crazy Hungry Funky Lady revolve around determination, with Maman Cherie fitting into the more emotional side of the record. And before that, Matthew Thadeau just sent me a new single called Hello Mom. He's described as a heartfelt songwriter whose songs are rooted in personal history and early heartbreak. He says the song is designed to resonate with listeners through his heartfelt message of appreciation and remembrance. Well, Jessica Lockwood is up next. Her new single, Back to Yellow, functions as a symbol of warmth and emotional clarity.
Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
calm. No need to answer. I know you are the one.
That was Joel Jacob, a singer-songwriter from Calgary, who just dropped a new 4-track EP, Only Sort of Disappointing Love Songs. We just heard Here I Am Again, a vulnerable, earnest love song, confessional, and built around direct conversational lyrics and a soft pop melody. And prior to that, Toronto artist Jessica Lockwood's Back to Yellow is the emotional centerpiece of her new self-titled EP. This is an uplifting, self-renewal anthem about rediscovering joy after a stretch of heaviness. The hopeful track ties together the project's themes of healing, confidence, and choosing joy on purpose. Here's up-and-comer Scott Totcher, whose new song Summer to Be leans into yearning and self-interrogation. Let's check it out now on Coasting.
Talk to me, say my name. Walk the street, you slip away. First, leisurely, then quick in pace. Just don't leave, don't leave. Tell me, am I a disgrace? Promise me real, but please don't.
Source for great music.
And ship fast as a train, fast like the dry wind that sweeps across the plains, fast as a rabbit that runs for its life, faster than thieves on the blade of a knife, fast.
Well, you'll find the new song Fast on Valerie Graham's latest record called Juvenilia. Graham was born in Ontario in the 80s, but now lives in Vancouver and writes sad, pretty songs for herself and her partner, Jordy. For a side project, she writes angry, funny songs for her punk band, Spring Breaks, and plays bass with Lemaster. And ahead of that, Scott Totcher's Summer to Be Loved sits in the emotional center of the EP How Much I Loved. His new EP is a compact, mostly direct set of songs that blend pop hooks with a DIY aesthetic. This Banff musician says this is a restless, quietly aching pop track about wanting movement, purpose, or escape. Well, Inner Feelings sits right at Yura's emotional core. It's atmospheric, intimate, and built around their signature Toronto meets Copenhagen contrast.
Lead the way, I'm in the dark. Need a sign, need to know. Reaching for a brand new start, doing time in the cold. I tell myself it's all for love. Maybe there's a reason underneath. Pray to the silver stars above. Maybe it's still hidden underneath.
shares her truth. Do you believe a trace? Ride the wave. I piece together this life.
So independent songwriter Desegregao's The Wave is a quietly personal cut from a writer who's been crafting songs for years. He says, I'm a reluctant performer who's been writing songs privately for a long time, and now it's time to share them. And Hedda, Yera, the Toronto and Copenhagen duo, bring their signature noir pop atmosphere into Inner Feelings. The dreamy centerpiece of their Inner Feelings EP is where airy vocals meet cool Nordic precision. Let's have a quick break, but stay with us. When we're back, I'll tell you about a sock celebration. Until then, here's our good friend Mike Sloan, who usually releases under the name Genius Genius. Today, he's referencing the Seinfeld show's O. Henry Candy Bar heiress, Sue Ellen Mischke, as a side project name. Let's hear Velvet Floor from his new record called Music.
Catapulting you.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. How do you welcome spring after one of the coldest winters in decades? In the Chesapeake Bay town of Annapolis, you burn your socks. This annual festival, which draws hundreds, is held in the city's Eastport neighborhood and timed to coincide with the spring equinox. For nearly 50 years, the Annapolis oyster roast and sock burning has marked the long-awaited return of warmer days and time for sailing season to begin. The annual tradition began in the late 1970s to celebrate the spring equinox, and now, the annual festival is just an excuse to drink, said one person, holding a beer. But build it around sock burning and bringing out the old and ringing in the new, and you've got a good party. Well, continuing the East Coast theme, here's Big Apple from London's Czech Hotel on Coasting.
Falling back into your arms.
So Delayed by Destination by the John Lister Project is a second track on their 2026 concept album The Traveler. It's a record built around the idea of journeying and the emotional psychological states that come with travel. The Cornwall-based independent composer, multi-instrumentalist, and producer emphasizes fully humanized work. And prior to that, we heard some alt-rock from London's Czech Hotel. Big Apple is one of the standout tracks on their 2024 EP I've Never Felt So Empty. It's a moody, emotionally heavy alt-rock track built around the ache of waiting for someone who can't fully stay in your life. Well, Du Bois is an evolving concept project who say they've been transmitting their findings to an entity that's yet to be revealed. Here's We Got a Lane on Ghosting.
I get bounced between love and fear. I turn around and I see you're not here. And I'm not sure. Before I wanna run for the door. Is it for real? Is it for real? 'Cause I can't tell. Words less and less I can't tell between truth and what's intended to spell. Is it for real? Is it for real? You got my heart. Yeah.
with Jonathan Whitford.
Well, Unsteady Wind by Reverend Dave and the Sin Eaters is a 2025 Canadiana country track from their album Clouds Like Buffalo. The 12-track project blends country, folk, blues, and touches of New Orleans and rock and roll influence. It's been recognized within the Music Newfoundland ecosystem, including a Country Artist of the Year nomination. And ahead of that, Vancouver outfit Du Bois just sent me their new single We Got a Lane, and it delves into psychedelia and alt-rock. The track reinforces their position in the digital-first scene, where singles drop frequently, genre boundaries are fluid, and audience engagement is important as sonic identity. Well, Sleepy Bronco is up next. How to Run sits right in the emotional center of the arc of shared struggle and learning to move even when the world feels heavy.
I watched you drive away in your Monte Carlo 75. The skies were overcast gray.
Thank you.
So the band called Storied is part of the Bullseye Records of Canada family, which goes back to 1985, boasting acts like the Guess Who, the Kings, Honeymoon Suite, and Ronnie Hawkins. Boomerang Town is one of many standout tracks on their April full-length Truths and Tales. This is a new journey for singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Sean Ludica. And before that, Brockville artist Sleepy Bronco just sent me his new record, The Burden and the Bliss. It's framed as a self-reflective, five-song cycle about confronting hard truths such as the futility of passing of time and the difficulty of building a life in an uncertain world. Well, after the break, I'll tell you about an airplane assault, and it's not what you might think. And to get us there, let's spin something from The Fugitives, a Vancouver folk collective who've won multiple folk music awards and released five critically acclaimed albums. Firefight is a single that you'll find on their latest full-length self-titled release.
I comb through photographs, black and white and gray. Looked through your letters, they were just sitting on the page. I read the books, but there were too many mistakes. I stepped inside your steps, but I was walking way too late. Tried to count you, but you had too many names. Tried to sum you up, there was always more to say. Tried to hear you through the veil of time and space. I would hold you for a moment, but you always slipped away. Young men leaving their home, young men into the unknown. In the fast life, in the firefight, you wrote a song and it rolled right through me. A song high in my mind. How is that luck to be repaid? Is it better to be living than to ever have been brave? What would I do if I was standing in your place? My body and your body I remember every day. Young men leaving their homes, young men to the unknown. Young men leaving their homes, grow old. In the fast life of the firefight, you wrote a song and it rolled right through me. A song high in my mind's eye by all your friends who would always surround me. Na 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 na. You wrote a song and it rolled right through me. Na 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 na. Night has fallen on the bed that I have made, like the mud that you slept in beneath the stars above the frame. Be my friend inside a song, and let the song forever change, and the change in me that memory I remember every day. Yeah, the change in me that memory I remember every day. In the fast light of a firefight, you wrote a song and it rolled right through me.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Right, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford.